Welcome back to You Are Beautiful with Brian Trust. Вы красивы.
We're getting pretty damn good at this.
But I'm still going to purposely mess up so CJ never leaves me.
Well, can I say something?
Please do.
I've looked forward to this. So everyone at home knows I have felt like junk the last couple of days. Okay. Really bad. But I have a concert to go to later on today. And I decided.
Who is it?
It's your doppelganger, Barry Manilow.
Guys, see the nose?
Well, I told everyone, I said, I'm not leaving. We can't leave early today because I got to do You're Beautiful with Brian Trust. I wasn't going to miss this darn thing for the world. You're doing awesome, man. Seriously.
Dude, that is. I'm blushing right in front of you. I'm being dead serious. So you're going to hesitate to get to Barry Manilow just so you could be the host with me?
100%.
Hey, y'all make some noise out there for CJ. Woo-woo! Hey, welcome to You're Beautiful. I'm Brian Trust. You just heard from CJ. We got MJ in the corner.
Making her debut later on today.
Yes, yes. And then Myla, who's going to be joining us in a little bit, she's here out here also. So you're checking out the trophy, right?
That thing's taller than I am.
You know, I drive a big four-wheel drive truck and big trophies to make up. So it shows you how real he just snorted. Lisa, you gotta love that. He just snorted on the air. We're live. But hey, speaking of Lisa, before we get to the trophy, may I?
Please do.
We dedicate the show every episode, right?
We do.
I'm staring at the camera. Lisa Trust, happy anniversary. This show is dedicated to you.
You know what? I will say something. I saw the pictures today. Yes. Your face has not aged that much, man. That's pretty impressive.
I think I'm going to Barry Manilow with CJ. He keeps throwing out them one-liners, honey. I'll be out with you tonight and CJ this afternoon.
How long have you been married?
Bro, now you put me on the spot. So 1990, 2020, so that's 34 years together and 27 years married.
Hell yeah, man. Good job.
You know, and I appreciate that because as much as I want to get to the trophy, I got to tell you, because my wife, people who know Lisa, she is very shy. I mean, sometimes we'll even have house parties and Lisa's not there. Lisa absolutely loves people, but where I'm the obnoxious, crazy guy keeping things flowing, you know, she's just not as dorky. Well, that's why I'm Dorky Dad on TikTok. I'm dorky. I embarrass her. She hides, you know. But hey, here's how I want to start the show. As always, I'm rambling. We always run out of time because I ramble. But, you know, the show You're Beautiful is ultimately me trying to use these airwaves, whether it be visual, audio, so that I can connect with you, so you can connect with Jesus. It's all about building a relationship with Jesus. Again, I don't want to knock religion because that's how I learn, is by people bringing scripture on the show, their songs. And they give me an analogy and interpret it, you know, what that means to them.
Yeah.
But dedicating this to my wife is so important to me because we're like 8 shows in. I've dedicated it to other people. And it's like, you know, my wife is truly my rock. You know, we always give glory be to Jesus.
Correct.
But behind the scenes, I always feel it. And I tell her this because I'm not Mr. Romeo. I'm terrible. I really am. I admit that. And she hasn't left me. Okay, so you'll hear me always say, thank you, Jesus, for never, you know, giving up on me. But truly behind the scenes, people who know me, I'm an open book. You see me at the bars. You've seen me, you know, crazy on the lake. And my wife's always hung there. So go ahead.
Can I add something to that,
please,
too?
Please do.
Because what I think so cool about your two's dynamic, and I've only been around you and Lisa once, was just the way that you guys have that kind of yin and yang. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's such a cool thing because, man, all those trophies and stuff are great. But you wouldn't be able to have them without the foundation of a great marriage and a great wife to be able to go do all those sports tournaments and go be able to go have fun and go take those trips. And all those are great, but that's secondary because without the foundation, you can't even get to this step.
That's why I'm so glad you brought that up. So, you know, Facebook, sometimes, you know, you see me on the show talking about likes and engagement. Sometimes where Facebook could be a front just wanting to show people how you live. And then there's that other side. You know, my post today to my wife is legit. And what really, I almost got teary-eyed for a moment, but I'm going to stay fired up, okay? Before the show started, I went back to the post, and I see, we're in triple digits and engagement and comments. And if any of you are watching, I just want to say thank you so much, because sometimes it's just happy anniversary, click a like, but there's a few people who have commented about how proud they are, you know, because marriage is, it's work. It's not easy, okay? And yeah. I promise you, when you hear me talk about trials and tribulations, I have put my wife through those, okay? But the sincerity and genuineness of some people's comments, you know, about our anniversary, I thank you. How gratifying that is. And again, I'm rambling. Well, here, CJ, it's like this. You know, we talked about your ex for a little bit in confidence, so I'll bring that back up. But, you know, how many times in a marriage does the significant other, the spouse, tell you something? I mean, like 1,000 times, like, get it through your thick head, right? Mm-hmm. And then a friend will say exactly what your spouse has been telling you, and then you get it.
Yep.
But then the spouse is like, I've told you that 1,000 times. What do you mean? So, Lisa, thank you for your patience. Yeah.
Yeah. What were we just talking about last Thursday? Do you remember the theme of it?
The theme of my show?
The theme of the interview. Do you remember it?
With Masola.
Patience.
Patience, absolutely.
Patience. And it ties in yet again because, I mean, you're right. And Lisa, you definitely are pretty patient. I would say that.
So, honey, the show is dedicated to you. I love you. Happy anniversary. Moving on to the trophy.
Yeah, what the heck is this thing? You know, in soccer, this is what gets me all, grinds my gears, you know? In soccer, you get these, you could win state or the national title and you get a little cup. You know, it's like this size.
Yeah.
Baseball trophies are massive.
I guess it's the organization that you go through who's got the big bucks and they're willing to spend the money. But going back to your patience and you're starting to learn me these last 8 shows, okay, like today, I barely made it to the show on time. I brought my work to the show where I'm bidding cars, right? Right, MJ? Okay. And then anyway, so getting back to this, you got to do, by the way, if y'all don't know and you're tuning in for me for this relationship with Jesus, I absolutely love you. But if you don't know CJ, he's the host of The Daily Show Monday through Friday from 9 to 11. You got to catch him because he talks about the daily events and all the news in our community. True. And this is what I'm going to bring up. I wanted to hang out with CJ this past weekend. You got to do the Cat Daddy Retirement
Show. Can I say something real
quick?
Please do. Because someone says there were so many people inside Cat Daddy's. I mean, it was insane. It was like 500 people at least at a time on Friday. And on Saturday, there was thousands throughout the day. But it was 100 degrees and people still came out and watched the show. It was incredible.
And you see, that's what I'm talking about, folks. You got to tune in with CJ. But the point that I was bringing up.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get to go there with you.
Yeah, what happened?
I was with family.
So that's right.
This trophy's baseball, okay? My son got the honor to play at Grizzly Stadium for being 12 years old, okay? A 12U baseball team.
That's cool.
It's called Sispel versus Swivel for the championships. Swivel's Southwestern Illinois Baseball League. But anyways, moving fast forward, my family went to Chicago or Yorkville, a little shy of Chicago. I could have went home Friday and just sat and been home and been lonely. But no, what did I do? I gassed up. They had no idea I was coming. I surprised them at the hotel. Thank you, lady at the hotel, for giving me the card to get in the room.
Oh,
because I don't think she should have let me.
I don't think
nobody
that's a
was
thing.
Answering the
I don't
phone.
Think that's a
that's
thing.
Not a thing. So thank you. I legitimately surprised the family 1:30 in the morning. We went to the water park. Sunday morning, I left with Blake so we could go to this baseball thing. And I just want to, I'm moving forward. So the reason why this is here today, how many of you out there have heard of Flat Stanley?
The guy, the book.
Yeah, the book, Flat Stanley, yeah. Right? So, you know, the teachers will give you Flat Stanley to go home with you so you could kind of share about your week of what a week is, you know, in your life with Flat Stanley. So, you know, getting to be a host on your beautiful. This is my Flat Stanley project. I brought the trophy with me today.
So I got a question. Yeah. How do you do in the game?
Man, so blessed. So you know sports and stuff like that. We wanted to have fun when we went to the game. So the coach said, hey, we're just going to have a different pitcher every inning. Whether we win or lose, it's the last game of the season, regardless of it being the champions, okay?
Yeah.
He just wanted to have fun. Absolutely love playing with these guys. Not to mention they let dorky dad on the field and get to do some warm-up. But Blake hit a home run. When he pitched flawlessly. But it's better than that because it's not just about bragging about my son. The entire team, we had 5 pitchers, and we threw a no-hitter.
Are you serious?
A no-hitter.
That's incredible. Woo-hoo! That's truly
incredible.
Team
Extreme out of Collinsville, 12U.
Wow.
So pretty darn awesome.
Man, that is awesome.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations on that. Seriously. You. I mean, that is cool.
So what I want to do is, because we have Myla out
we
there.
We do. Myla's been waiting patiently. I keep kicking people out of your studio.
That's okay. But so really, I want to thank you guys for letting us, you know, just ramble and join. We're going to go to commercials here in just a second. But before we do, I have to tell you, thank you so much. It's not all about the likes, the engagements, and the comments, but we are so blessed with people reaching out. Matter of fact, Adam Arberger just sent the text before the show. You know, he was a guest on the show a couple of weeks ago, and I've told you guys before, just send a random text to somebody. Hopefully you can include Jesus in that, whether you're going to scare them off or not. But just the thought has me glowing, you're glowing. I know Barry Manilow, you know, but CJ's glowing, MJ's glowing. So folks, before we go to the commercial break, if you're just tuning in the first time, I want to connect with you so we can connect with Jesus and then pay it forward, be the light, be the man, the woman in the mirror. Are you ready to make a change in your life? Are you ready to make a difference in your life? And this glowing communication that you see going on, it starts with you. It starts with that change and that relationship with Jesus. So we're going to go to some commercials. Thank to all of our people who do endorse us and do the commercials, especially when I'm talking about Jesus, because some people run when they hear the name Jesus. So thanks for your support. We're going to go to that commercial right now.
When I got in the car accident at the ER, they gave me a prescription of hydrocodone. And over time, it took more medication to mask the pain. I moved over to drug seeking and found heroin and fentanyl. I went to the Centerstone rehab facility, and it was the best decision I ever made in my life. I have my own car. I have a job. There's nothing holding me back anymore.
Dream Home Realty Center.
Hey, Sherry, talk to me during team.
Without showing.
Yo, what up? It's Mikey, the proud graduate of Lewis and Clark Community College. I got my start in broadcasting and now I work all over the country. I discovered my path in media, but I could have been an electrician. I could have been a nurse.
Maybe not.
We are Phillips 66 Wood River Refinery. We make the fuels that take us to work and our children to school. We make materials and energy products that allow us to stay connected to each other. We care about the quality and safety of our products because we care about the communities we share. Our employees live our values of safety, honor, and a commitment to act as good neighbors where we live and operate. We are Phillips 66. Hit your music.
Ooh, music.
We're putting Brian to the test today. I'm asking him to change his ways. And no business could have been any clever. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself, then make a change.
I love that. Do you know that's Michael Jackson, right?
I do know that's Michael Jackson.
Do you know that song?
Very well.
Do you know that's my favorite song?
I did not know that was.
Did you just hear the lyrics?
Yes.
If you want to make the world a better place, look at yourself and make a change.
That's right.
Right? Yeah. Hey, everybody, welcome Myla to the show. Woo-hoo!
Hello, Myla!
Hey, did you just hear what she said? I said, welcome to Myla's show, and she goes, hey.
What's going on there, pal?
Do you want some of what I'm drinking? Are we allowed to do that on the show?
Well, I still got some Jet Fuel over there.
Okay. Myla, it is so awesome to see you. Can you tell our audience, I mean, there's no notes, no scripts, approximately, how long have we known each other?
Well, I was wondering if you could answer that question, Brian.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
She just put
anniversaries. Anniversaries are in the talk, right?
Absolutely. Oh. So,
Women never forget anniversaries. Guys never remember anniversaries.
Do we need to go to a commercial break? Hey, I think my mom's calling me. Mom, I'm in the middle of a show. Marla, I know we know each other. Man, I know between the DJ and the karaoke, cars.
Where did we meet?
Man, I really need to go to a commercial. Tell me, because this is embarrassing.
Breakfast.
Oh my goodness, listen, okay, so now I got it. Oh my goodness, and they say elephants never forget, I just forgot. So, car sales, I've been doing car sales all the time, and a lot of you people don't know, but the highlight of going to car sales, you know, you're supposed to get to work and be aggressive. No, it's trust, look at my belly, I love to eat. I say it all the time. So was that the restaurant, I'm gonna test myself, was it on Humbert Road?
It was.
Okay, by the carpet store.
It was the carpet store.
Okay, it was the carpet store. This is not planned, guys. But this is so awesome.
The innkeeper.
The innkeeper. So, trust. Everybody knows if you're in the car business and we sold cars and we would go out to eat, because you know my personality, I would just talk to Myla like, hey, girl, you going to feed me? This is a true story. I just met her, and guess what she did? It wasn't a bluff, because I was after her. She sat down and fed me.
Yep.
And that was the start of our relationship.
Honestly, it was.
How can I meet you?
You just did. You just did.
You can come over. You're young enough to be one of my kids. You can come over and I'll feed you too.
And you know how cool it is, like, when we bring people on the show? So, for example, our last guest was Ola, and I'm just going to say, I got it, because the show went so fast and we forgot to do it. Ola, if you're watching, check it out. I'm still wearing the jewelry. She brought us gifts, and we didn't do it on the show, but she brought us gifts, and I've been rocking her for a solid week.
I have been wearing it, and I just took it off to put my Apple Watch on, and it's up on my desk. But I have been wearing mine, and it's really cool because mine's a rosary one, so I can do the rosary.
Which is beautiful, so I'm thanking Ola. But do you know where I was going with that, CJ?
No.
We were just talking about food, so I was trying to hint to Myla, you know, I met her through food, that maybe you could bring us some food and feed us.
So I want to break some news on the show real quick before we dive right into the interview. Brian Trust has a permanent new phone number that you can text in and ask questions on. 314-643-7280, and that's how you can text Brian throughout the show, be interactive, and have your questions answered, because Brian's going to be able to see them right here on the screen.
Well, that's because I used my... Oh, we have questions.
Oh, no. Well, we're testing it out. Okay. It just launched. So text the number. Let's see if it works. 314-643-7280. Be a part of Your Beautiful with Brian and Myla today, and let's have some fun.
Yes. 28 years.
Good.
Wow. Now, wait a second. So if we're doing stats, I know we're supposed to be talking about Jesus right now, which Jesus is involved because that's why we're here, right?
That's right.
So you say 28 years... People are always like, you know, and I'm just going to go out there. I got 6 kids, 7 grandchildren. It's in the Facebook post. They're like, trust. Do you know how to stop that? I'm like, yeah, stop hiding the remote control from me, okay? But when you hear my story, Myla, how many kids do you have?
6.
Myla, this is a Jesus show, Myla. Put your hand on the Bible.
13.
Look at CJ's face.
Wow.
So when you guys see my Facebook pictures and you see, like, we take up all of Disney World and we take up all that stuff, it's legit. Myla's got that shuttle bus. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Yeah. And that, seriously, is all an answered prayer. And that's the truth.
Miracles.
Yes. We lost our first baby and we were told we'd probably never have children. And the day we got married, I just said a prayer and I said, Lord, I'll have as many children as you want me to have.
That is awesome.
Watch what you pray for, because I'm always listening.
That's incredible.
It's the truth.
Can I ask you how much faith you had to have during that time period? Because, I mean, that's a pretty detrimental thing to be told when you're getting ready for your first child and that gets hit with you. How did you get through that kind of that trial and keeping your faith and praying, you know, God, if you let me do this, I'll have as many kids as you want. How did you work through it?
I can do all things through Jesus who gives me strength. And that is a saying at our house that goes full force all the time.
Wow.
So this is what I love about the show. God bless John. Glory be to God. But John and Kathy has given me the show to use these airwaves to connect with others. But a lot of people, one of the things that I like about the show, Myla, is I don't know scripture. I'm new to it. I was love mom and dad, broken family. We didn't really have church or that kind of guidance in our life. So I'm going to be very raw with you and kind of share the accountability and vulnerable. You just said we've known each other for 28 years. I still remember us going out to New Year's Eve. Her husband doesn't speak, okay? They got 13 kids, and this guy doesn't even speak a word, okay? Mila's like, crack that whip and get in the bedroom, boy. We got a miracle to break. But this is why I wanted to talk about the show. When we talk about Jesus, sometimes people run the other way, you know, like the memes, they knock on the door and they're trying to talk Jesus. But Mila, what I love about it is I just recently seen you at the car lot, and we're going to get to Frog, the Kirby. We're going to get to that here in just a little bit, but I'm going to share this with you. We have so many memories, and whether I was blind, my flesh life, you know, everybody knows me, the softball player, the DJ, the drunk. I didn't know God. I didn't know church. But I've known you for 28 years. And until you came up to the car lot, I've never asked you your relationship with Jesus or religion. So does that make me blind to it? It doesn't come in topic. But to have you on this show, to be so raw, that's with the audience that I'm talking to right now. Do we just choose to be chameleons and adapt to the people we're around? When does somebody trust you want to go to, you need to come to Jesus Trust, or do you want to go to church? So I'm telling you how awesome this is that I've known you that long, and that's just never been a topic or a conversation.
There's some things that people are definitely afraid to talk about, and Jesus happens to be one of them. But I really do think that the world is shifting. I really do feel that way. And so I think that he is definitely more of a conversation piece than ever before, and needs to be, absolutely needs to be. One thing that people really need to start doing all the time is praying together. We all need to hold one another up in prayer all the time.
And I love that, because there's a saying that goes around, put the unity in community. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate it. You know, maybe this is going to be a little bit of a humor part of it. The show has to have a little bit of humor in it. Maybe we never had that conversation, because at one point you guys invited us to a family outing. Okay? So when you talk about that many kids, how many acres of that property was there?
We had 5 acres at the time.
Right. So just between our two families, we need 5 acres just to spread out, right? But CJ, you might even laugh at this. I don't know, or I might scar you, but we never talked about Jesus, probably because I was scarred. I don't know if you recall this. The party was great. There was horseback riding. I think there might have even been some four-wheel, and definitely the pool. But you had someone at your house. I don't remember the descent, Korean, Asian, what have you. But guys, maybe I was at the wrong place at the wrong time. I don't know, but I just see this big fish and a small Oriental lady with a cleaver, okay? And I'm like pulling my kids by the back of their collars. We need to get out of here, right? Wham! I'm like, what the heck is going on? And she goes, yeah, I don't want to talk the accent because I don't know, but it's fish head soup.
Yes, it
was. Yeah, I'm like, let's get Little Caesars or the next paid endorsement on Riverbender for radio. So, folks, if Jesus never came up, I'm not going to unwitness that. A cleaver to the head of the...
What does that symbolize?
Yeah, so they were Haiping and Chiping. Actually, we've owned a family-owned business for 33 years, and they were employees of ours, very dear friends, and they would come over and fix authentic Oriental food for us.
How cool is that?
Happened to be one of her...
Fish head soup.
Dishes,
yes. So maybe that's when Jesus did get brought up, because last episode I talked about Jonah and how they worship fish, and maybe that was a sign for me to eat it.
What did he feed the people with? You know, the fish, right? So Jesus was obviously
there. So he was present that day.
Yes, he was obviously there that day. He just didn't realize it.
Hallelujah. Isn't this show awesome? It's awesome. Let's do this. CJ's trying to catch his composure. Hey, he's got to maintain himself. He's got Barry Manilow. I write songs that make the...
You can't get me singing right now because I won't stop.
Well, speaking of singing, then, why don't we do this? Well, you know, I always tell you, when we bring somebody on the show, we really just ask two questions other than elaborate and collaborate.
Yeah, yeah.
We asked a song. I know we normally do it through a break and a commercial, but if we can go ahead and hit that, would that be okay?
What's your song?
It's Oceans by Hillsong.
Oh.
Dude, that was Lauren's.
A lot of people are starting to utilize it, and it makes sense. The lyrics are there.
Hey, before you click it, though, I just want to, because Mila does karaoke, you are welcome to sing. Go ahead and hit that for us, CJ.
Interesting.
Yeah, right there in the microphone.
Oh, here we go. Oceans on riverbender.com.
Oh,
great song.
Yes. That song has a lot of, I mean, it's
deep. What do you feel whenever you hear that song?
Just, you know, no matter where we're at, he's always going to be there to hold us through everything. No matter how deep the water is, he's always going to be there to hold you through everything. Everything.
I mean, I love this. This, what, 2 weeks ago we had Lauren on. This was her choice of song. And maybe, Myla, because I don't know the title of the song, again, I got to give praise to my kids. We're talking about a 10, 12, and 13-year-old kid. Don't get me wrong, they rock to, you know, some music. But in the car, when we're going to baseball, they put songs that pump them up. That's Blake's favorite song, too.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
That's cool.
So... what was it, like, I'm usually listening to Not Like Me, and I just forgot the artist, you know, I can't think of all these artists' names, Young Thug and all that kind of stuff, but this song comes on, and my kids are singing it, like, word for word, and then we get the Lauren, we get the Myla on the show, and that's beautiful.
It's a powerful song, it really is, and it's just, the meaning has gotten stronger over the last month for us, so...
And we're going to bring that up, yep. But before we do, and I just got lost for thought because when she said meaning in the show, I'm like going straight to it, but I wanted to take a quick pause because sometimes, Myla, people don't know me. They don't know CJ. So we bring guests on the show, and I never want to lose focus of the show. So I said I only asked two questions. So instead of asking this question, I'm asking you for your help. We have viewers, listeners, watchers. If somebody's out there and they've been tuning into the show because they hear the message I'm getting out there that I don't know scripture, that I'm still learning verbology, they may be new, just like I am. I mean, it's crazy. I'm new and I'm praising Jesus and I'm absolutely loving it. But maybe you can interpret it better. Maybe you can look at the camera. What if somebody's out there, here, whether they're new or not, maybe they've had faith in... Like CJ was asking, maybe something was broken them and they don't believe. Can you help? How can I get people to get out of their comfort zone and make that? And I know pray, that's my favorite. How do they do it? Can you help me out with our listeners?
The one thing that I always have, since the very beginning, that I always tell my kids, in every relationship of two people, there has to be three. It has to be Brian, Myla, and God. He has to be there through everything. And I really, for me personally, I pray every day for the good Lord to put me in the right relationships with people that I can influence them positively. And sometimes that's very, very hard. People are all, we're all in a different walk of life. And I mean, we have a tragedy and the first thing that we want to do is blame somebody. Who's the easiest to blame? Earthly wise, we blame our mother and father. So it only makes sense that if something goes bad, who's the first person we're going to blame is the father. Fact of the matter is that he's the one who's always been there. And we just always need to know that, I mean, even when the answer is no, he's always had there's a better outcome. And that's really, really hard for people. I mean, we've went through the loss of a house. Actually at one point in time, with 12 kids, pregnant with 13, was homeless, you know, and you just think to yourself, how do you get through? But you know what? We never, ever didn't pray. And the kids always know that no matter what happened, the good Lord was always with us through everything.
You know, on top of that, too, I mean, that's just incredible. And I mean, honestly, almost speechless to hear it. What happens, because you're someone who's very endowed with your faith, have you come across a time where maybe that you felt like maybe no one was listening on the receiving end of that prayer?
You know, it's kind of, if we're not hearing him, we're probably not listening to his answer or accepting his answer, because sometimes the answer is no. And if we can't accept that answer, then of course we just shut it out. We just turn off. But I mean, we lost a house to mold, honestly, back in 2014. And we were praying, you know, what do we do? What do we do? And the answer was, you have to go. And it was really hard because that's the house that you were talking about having the party at. And so it was hard. But where we're at now, when the answer was no to where we are now, I mean, we're in a much better place, and he's walked us through, you know, the darkest times, and he's never left.
And I thank you so much for sharing that with us, because that's testimony, that's faith. Mm-hmm. And I tell the audience that I don't know scripture, but yet here I'm doing the show. I still have to tell you that I bounce from church to church. I go different things, and I make that, I don't want to say uncomfortable anymore, because I look forward to it. You know, before it was an hour show. How am I going to talk for an hour? Now I need 5 days a week like CJ. But, you know, when I talk about that I don't know scripture, it's the word. So when CJ, you just asked Myla, and that faith, because there's got to be fear. I mean, I've got 12 kids, 13 kids. What am I doing without a roof over my house? I believe it's tough to have that faith is if you don't know the word. So it requires work to know the word. So again, I struggle with the Bible. People have put Bible apps on here. But when I go to church, and I've been to Bible studies, man, I get really engaged. And that's why you guys see me glowing and bringing guests on, Myla, and you share that with me, because Lauren had the same song. And the Ocean song represented that God was telling her to... You have to move on. So here you build all these relationships as a teacher, and they were investing in her. Now she's got to walk away and start over again. That's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But if you have faith, what you're saying is God has it mapped out for us. Our flesh life tells us, no, I'm not doing that. You know, earlier I've said before, God blesses us, and those blessings are always right in front of us. But as our flesh life, we learn how to step to the left or step to the right to go out and look for them, when really they're right there in front of us if we're obedient and we have faith and we're in the Word.
How do you hear the answer? I mean, when do you know it's you're getting the feedback? Sorry to put you on. I'm just so fascinated by this, because I mean, 13 kids or 12, and then you're pregnant with another. And you're getting hit with a life-changing scenario and life-altering, potentially. When did you know that you heard an answer, or you got some feedback, if possible?
Well, it actually came from one of my kids' friends. I mean, the answer, I was praying, dear Lord, where are we going with these kids? We were sleeping on my sister-in-law's living room floor at the time. All of us, all over the place. We were everywhere. And I was praying for the good Lord to show us where we were going with the kids, and... my daughter got a call from a friend of hers that said, hey, I've got someplace you guys can go for now. So, and that's where we ended up for 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah, for 5 years until the good Lord put us in another house and then in another house. And
you know how terrible I feel? We just talked, we know each other for 28 years, and this is not something I wasn't even aware of.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to use that right now, that 314 number. So we got our Google thing, I'm sincerely apologizing to you genuinely, but I'm going to put it out there right now. Folks, if you're listening to Myla's testimony, and I've said it before, I might not always have the answers, Myla, but I believe with these prayer warriors and these prayer groups and some things that I've been recently getting acquainted with, if you're in a situation, whatever that situation may be, you know, MJ got us this number because she didn't like me using my personal cell number. Not because I don't want to connect with you, okay? I 100% want to connect with you. But because MJ's in the IT field, she's trying to protect some bad, malicious things, okay? But folks, the number's out there. If you need prayer, we've had guests who have volunteered their numbers and they'll pray for you. If there's something you're going through, or trust, like what I keep preaching about. How do I get started? How do I get that infectious smile? How do I get that wound and that glow? I've already told you, glory be to God, that it's this relationship that I have created with Jesus, and he loves me, and he's never given up on me, and I want to connect with you. So you can, it might be uncomfortable at first, but so you can have that change. So I never want another Myla situation. I want you to be able to reach out.
And just to touch on what Myla's just talking about a bit, do people pray the wrong way? And what I mean by that is, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm being too selfish when I are too direct, instead of just, you know, maybe just being thankful, you know, talking about, well, you know, I would like to see, you know, maybe X, Y, and Z happen, you know, show me what I need to do to accomplish that. Am I doing this the wrong way?
So I think that a friend of mine yesterday just sent me a verse that we read last night, which was really kind of interesting. If you have to be shown the miracles do you truly believe? Do you truly believe if you have to be shown? Or do you believe that it's already done?
I'd like to believe with faith it's already been done.
Amen.
Wow.
So if you have to be shown everything, then you have to question, how much faith do I have?
Yeah.
And again, this kid right here, I mean, when he says all you need is the faith of a mustard seed, and you can move mountains, right? So, and when two or more come together and pray in his name, and if you're singing, it's two times of praying, in case you didn't know that. So,
I did not know.
Anytime you pray, that's you're worshiping and praying twice. So it's twice as strong. But if you have to be shown every miracle, then do you really have the faith?
So the way I would interpretate that is, I've said this before, CJ, for you have to always be shown, it almost seems like that's when you're questioning it. And I use the term, the word coincidence, okay? Because when it's faith, it's not coincidence. It's mapped out. It's you've waited in the storm if you're obedient, and you see things. And I'm telling you, I used to use the word coincidence all the time. And ever since I surrendered and gave it to him, and Myla, you know me. So yes, I still have crown. I still go out there. I put myself out there. But you got to admit, for as long as we've known each other, you see a different Brian.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah, praise Jesus, am I right?
I honestly just think it's really, because I've not learned this much just about, you know, ourselves too, because it's really a good check and balance of how we go about life too, I think, is how we look at our relationship with God. I don't know if you feel similar, or you do, Brian, but I don't know. I feel like if I'm doing things the right way, that conversation, those prayers flow so much smoother, and it's not drug out. It's not, you know, kind of forced. But whenever, you know, things are going a little bit wrong with my, you know, emotionally or mentally or personally, you know, all of a sudden that conversation becomes so much harder to have. And that's, it's just so fascinating to hear you say that. And that's why I'm following up with that, just on, do you think that our perception on life, on how we are internally, can affect greatly our relationship and faith?
Absolutely.
Really? Okay, cool.
100%. Absolutely.
I agree with that.
I mean, another thing too that I really think is important is that you have a church family, but some people aren't there yet, but that you have at least a support group when it comes to your faith. And something else that I will very, very strongly, never, ever mix faith and religion. Okay, it's two different things.
Whoa, that's interesting.
Your faith is not based on your religion. You can never be a religious person at all and have the strongest faith ever.
Okay.
A relationship with God does not have to be religious based, okay? Religion is a man-made way to live your life. I'm not saying it's a right thing or a wrong thing. I'm just simply saying that's true. The faith is totally different than the religion. That's why there's only one faith, but how many religions?
That is so...
Okay, and we're all striving to get where? To the one...
To the glory.
That's right. So it only takes one faith.
See why I love this show?
Well, it made so much sense because I was reading... have you seen this? It's Elvis the Searcher. You're a big Elvis fan. About his spirituality and how many... And we were talking about it... You aren't looking at, he would look at Catholicism, but look at, you know, Hinduism and look at Buddhism and look at all these things and just see how they practiced their faith through that religion. But really, what I find so fascinating is so many more people in life right now are just like that, where I don't feel like I'm Catholic. I don't maybe feel like I'm right there in the Lutheran way, or I don't feel like I'm here, but I know that I love God and I know that I believe.
Right. And that's
So that's non-denomination, right?
Exactly.
So... And I know we probably got to get to commercials, but when I bring up non-denominations, okay, there's a pastor out there I absolutely love, but when I ask him uncomfortable questions, he says, Brian, I'm sorry, the only thing I know is from the cover, front cover of the book to the back cover of the book, and that's the only way that I can preach it. Now, I'm just going to put it out there. It's out there. My brother's gay, and when you're gay, that's not really accepted in certain religions. Okay, that's my brother. I love him. And if he loves Jesus, it's exactly what you say, that whether it's white, black, male, female, rich, broke, poor, if you praise Jesus, that's family.
That's right.
Period.
There's only one God, no matter what religion you are. There's only one God.
And again, I know I'm all over the place. I know we got to get to a commercial, right? Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
As when we go to click to the commercial, if I may, because I'm so proud of them, before we go directly to the commercials, can we put up John, Wall Street Financial?
Oh, absolutely. So what we haven't seen is, John, I hope you aren't mad at me, but your ad has been getting a lot of love today. I threw it up during our talk when we were talking because I am proud of this too. Ashley has done a great job, made some tweaks. And by the way, John's a very funny guy.
He's very funny. As a matter of fact, you said you don't want him to be mad at you, and I know we're supposed to be going to a commercial break, but all my viewers, including you guys, John, you can punch me later. Look at this picture. Don't you guys remember the movie Up?
Oh my God!
Does he not look like Up?
That is so funny! Oh my God! Don't touch my mailbox!
So we're getting paid, we're getting people to do commercials with us, and then here's Brian making fun of the commercials. John, I absolutely love you guys. You see the name and number on there for your investment needs. If you don't know what you're doing and you don't have to spend money right away, he will take time with you, Myla, and talk about ways that are going to be in your best interest to provide a future for 13 children, okay? So let's hit some more commercials.
Real quick, the one thing I wanted to do, because I'm really wanting to know more about this event that's coming up on Saturday, August 24th.
We're directly coming to that.
But I want to tease that a little bit. If we could you preview a little bit of what we're going to talk about when we come back?
So my 25-year-old son, Kirby, was diagnosed with a glioblastoma last month and has undergone two brain surgeries in a month, and we'll have to go through chemo and radiation as well. So that's what the next part is about.
And we'll take a quick break here on Riverbender.com. You're watching You're Beautiful with Brian Trust, and we'll be back right after this.
Since 1993, Sparks Junk Removal is always adapting to the needs of our clients. That is why we now offer weekly trash pickup for selected areas. Plus, we offer driveway safe rubber tire dumpster rental. Give us a call today at 618-781-1407 or visit us at sparksjunkremoval.net.
Macias Insurance Agency, providing quality products with extremely competitive prices. As an independent provider, we source multiple companies to offer the best rates possible, covering auto, home, business, and life insurance. Our goal is to provide quality service that meets and exceeds customer expectations. You can rest easy knowing the Macias team is working round the clock to ensure that both you and the most important parts of your life are covered. Our qualified professionals make the insurance process easy so you can live carefree and focus on what matters most. Visit MaciasInsuranceAgency.com today to find out what our team can do for you.
Not sure if you've noticed, but those advertised prices from the other dealers are just a bunch of blah, blah, blah. At Roberts Motors, the advertised price is the price you pay. And that, my friend, is great news for you. Don't fall for their so-called incentives that will leave you banging your head against the wall. Go with Roberts Motors. Prices you can trust and people you will like. That's the Roberts Motors way. And trust me, it's the way to go.
Has free checking become a thing of the past? Not if Liberty has anything to say about it. With three free personal checking options and even a free business checking account, free is alive and well at Liberty Bank, the local bank that gives you free checking choices and more cashing in your pocket. Bank locally, bank Liberty. For more information, visit www.bankliberty.com.
Riverbender Radio has built three great new stations just for you in the Riverbend. The Eagle, the Riverbend's classic rock station. The Bridge, hit music for the Riverbend and the river. Today's country and all your favorites. Check them out today at riverbenderradio.com.
I worship you, and you are with me.
now. Take him now. So.
And we're back. And I'm sorry I was rocking out. I absolutely love that song. Just the chorus line. I mean, you saw me, right? I'm rocking out there. You know, I talk so much, I ramble, and then I start watching the clock. How am I going to get through an hour?
Mm-hmm.
And I see that we still got some time, but we're drawing close. So on this show, we're going to skip the scripture part because there's something I really want to touch base on. At first, you know, being dorky dad that I am, CJ, I see the frog, and I'm thinking of, was it Flip the Frog?
The band.
Yeah, that was the band.
The band.
Yeah,
the band. So at first I'm seeing the shirt, and I'm thinking of Flip the Frog because I've been out of the entertainment type things. But that's not what the shirt's about.
No, not at all.
So what I want to do, Myla, is I want to just turn the mic right over to you. We before we went to commercial, we started talking about it.
Before we go in, I do have to slip away here a little bit early today. So I'm going to go ahead and bring MJ in, who's making her Your Beautiful debut. But before I do that, I want to ask one question because I this is an important one for me. I know that tables are filling up, and we'll talk about that, but can folks donate to this monetarily?
Absolutely.
Okay, I just wanted to ask that. Nothing. So we can add it into the article. But ladies and gentlemen, the Your Beautiful debut of MJ. And see you guys tomorrow morning.
Hey, have an amazing time.
Thank you guys so much.
Okay, so here's MJ. Yay!
Hello.
And I would love to talk about MJ and how she got to be with me and what have you. But Myla, right now I want to focus. Tell us more about this.
The beginning of May, Kirby started having a headache. Beginning of May, Midwest, allergy season.
How old is Kirby?
He's 25. He's number 5 of our 13.
Just normal, everyday life, everyday going.
Hard-working boy, owns his own business with his brother. Yes, they own their own moving company. And, he's going to work every day, doing his thing. And so May comes, and like I said, his headache starts. And, you know, we just really chalked it up to allergies. Didn't even think much about it. And me and Mike left and went on vacation. We came back, and the headache's still there, and he's starting to notice some eye pain coming on. So he actually took himself to the emergency room one day and was sent back home because they did some blood work and didn't do any further testing and just sent him home and said, your white blood cell count's not elevated. Go ahead and go home. So a couple weeks goes by, and I watch Kirby just seriously just plummet from Kirby to, he was just in bed 18 to 20 hours a day. I mean, very non-functioning, just not Kirby for sure. So I took him to get an IV, just thought maybe he was dehydrated. And I told Mike at that time, I said, if something doesn't change here really, really soon, I'm going to take him back. So this was June 7th. I took him for the IV on June 9th. Me and my youngest daughter actually sing on the worship team at the Block Church. Amazing place to be. If you're looking for a home church, hit up the Block.
Pastor Justin Bell.
Yes, amazing. Yes, he's okay. Amazing. So we were singing Waymaker.
Yes.
And during the song, I got the distinct message, it's time. Take him now. So Kirby didn't even come to church with us that morning. I went home and got him and made him come to church, and we prayed over him before I took him to the hospital that day, where they found a massive mass on the right side of his brain. And so we were admitted to St. Luke's Hospital. We were there for 12 days. And in that 12 days, they did a biopsy of the tumor. We were told there at the hospital that it was a glioblastoma. And we came home. That was actually, so we were in the hospital for my birthday, Mike's birthday, Darcy's birthday. We were celebrating birthdays at St. Luke's with Kirby. But it was on Darcy's birthday that we were told the diagnosis was a glioblastoma. And on the 21st, two of the other doctors at St. Luke's told us they didn't want to work with Kirby. And so as the oncologist is telling us he doesn't want to work with Kirby, he's texting his friend, Dr. Johans at Siteman Cancer Center, saying, I have a 25-year-old male you need now. So Kirby was like bumped to the top of the list because this doctor had a friend in Siteman that got us in there immediately. So Kirby goes to Siteman Cancer Center, and we meet with Dr. Kim, who was a top neurologist in the country and just top of his game. And we were totally and completely blown away because we've been praying and praying as a family since June 9th. We've been praying seriously for the right doctors, the right treatment, for everything, just to for the Lord just to take this. We put Kirby seriously at the foot of the cross and said, here's your son. What are we doing with him? Just praying for him. That's all we can do, right? I mean, that's seriously at this point in time, all we can do. And so Dr. Kim comes and tells us, I won't be doing the surgery. And we were blown away. I was so scared at that time. And I'm like, what do you mean you're not doing the surgery? I've been praying for the right doctor in the right place and everything. And he said, trust me, I handpicked my team and I would let this man do my surgery. We found out that Kirby was put with the top glioblastoma doctor.
Praise Jesus.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Power of prayer.
Yes. And it was, well, in Kirby's faith, I'll tell you what, I am not joking, Brian. His faith is unshakable. His name means church village.
Okay.
And so Kirby has been so strong through this whole thing. And so we went back, his second surgery, we went in on the 10th of July. They called us and said, we have a bed, come now. So we went over there, and then his surgery wasn't until 7:12, which I believe it's Matthew 7:12. I'm like you, I don't quote scripture real well. I just know that my kids throw stuff out there. But it was ask and you shall receive was the scripture of the day, which is the same day as Kirby's surgery. And we'd all been asking for a successful surgery, for everything to go well. He was supposed to be in surgery at like 1:50, 12:50, whatever it was. Anyways, they don't rush during brain surgery, so thank goodness the person before them had to have their surgery done. And they took us downstairs, and at 1:07, they gave Kirby this drink, right? It's a drink that they drink, and it illuminates the tumor, right? So it like lights up. So, so they finally called. They took him back at 10 minutes after 3, back to prep for surgery, and they finally called us at 4:40 and said they were making the first incision. So me and Mike stayed at the hospital. The kids went back to work, and, I mean, me and Mike were in the chapel. We were praying. I was crying.
We got you, girl.
Yeah.
Listen, while Myla's working on composing herself, FROG stands for Fully Rely on God. And when CJ was in here, what we love about the show is we learn so much. The word prayer is what gets you through this.
Yes. Absolutely.
Faith. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's not coincidence. And, I just listening to you, because sometimes repent different things, but when I pray, you know, Father, I'm asking, you know, for these blessings and what have you, it goes back to that number on there. I might not have the answers, but just listening to what you're sharing, thank you doctors.
Amen.
Who swallowed mm-hmm. their pride and they used their resources to get Kirby to these next level of
yes.
things. And that's the power of prayer. So a lot of times, again, we don't have the answers.
No.
But I just want to shake these doctors' hands. Yes. I mean, I know there's still a lot to go.
Yes.
Matter of fact, you were sharing something on the commercial break that broke my heart, because my mom told me don't ever do a show about politics. But folks, I'm asking you, we're going to do, after the show, we're going to put links out there. We're going to do our best, Myla, to use the resources that we have, the power of social media, to help. And if I could just elaborate what you just told me over the commercial break, can I share that?
Sure.
You said his insurance is, would you say that the timing, the lapsing?
He ages off of our insurance at 26, which he'll be 26 in September.
That's heartbreaking. So. There's so much like pain that comes with that, knowing that you as a parent, you're doing everything you can, and then there's something stepping in your way there. That's when you have to hand it to God.
Yes.
And absolutely. Be like, all right, yeah. Because...
Well, yeah. We're going to go one step further. First of all, glory be to God, and we have to hand it over to him. Yeah. Folks, I'm using this show, this airtime, that I ask you to go back to our links. I'm asking you to give. I'm asking you, we're going to put all the ways out there that we can for your love and your heart. This show isn't about just trying to get money and do things, folks, but what we're talking about Myla's kid Kirby here, and... I want you to know how terrible I feel. Again, we talked about 28 years. I knew nothing about the house. I knew nothing about Kirby till you came by, because you know my past. I'm an entertainer. You know, I'm a DJ. And, you know, Myla's not the one to go out there and ask, because now I'm like, well, Myla, why didn't you ask me to be the entertainment? I would have. Now, hey, we got live music and what have you. But, folks, what I'm talking about is, if you're out there and you're struggling, I had no idea Myla was going through this. And because I'm not the entertainment, because I didn't know, I'm so tickled. And again, I'm blessed to have people like John and Kathy that allow me to use this showtime to connect with others. And this is a friend of mine, a very dear friend. So folks, before we get cut out on time, you see the number. If you want to send positive words of encouragement, a prayer for Kirby, 314-643-7280. And not just Kirby, but could you imagine the siblings and what mom and dad are going through? So please, I encourage you to use our phone number, text those messages of encouragement, and more importantly, put them in your prayers.
Yes. That's
okay. The power of prayer. You have learned so much from Myla that it's not coincidence. It's your prayer. It's your words speaking to our one and mighty Father.
It's the power of community, really coming together under God, under Jesus, too.
Yeah. We did, on that Friday, 4 hours and 40 minutes into the surgery, get the call that they removed the tumor from Kirby's head.
Amen.
So at that point, it left a large hole in his brain where the tumor was at, because it was very large. And he will have to undergo chemo and radiation. And, you know, we are seriously just leaving it in God's hands. That is all we can do as parents right now, as a community. And we do have an amazing church family that every Sunday after church, we all get together and we pray and worship over Kirby. And it is the most beautiful and amazing thing ever to be a part of that. And I can't say enough about those people at the block.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I completely agree. Larry Bell, Amanda Bell, Eric Wynn. It is an amazing church, and not just the brick and mortar, but we talk about families.
Yes.
When you're surrounded with the group of the block church, that's family. That there's accountability, there's vulnerability. Justin really does a good job of getting the word out there. But folks, in this flesh life, Myla said there's power in numbers.
Amen.
Power in numbers. Yes. So.
And I have a tribe of my own.
As well.
As my maiden last name is Levi. It's a biblical tribe.
Okay.
Yeah. But the benefits. Here's the benefit flyer with the trivia night as well. Only 3 tables left for that. And then there's also a t-shirt benefit that they're doing. And it's the t-shirt that I have on that says Frog for Kirby. And it says Kirby Strong at the bottom. And Kirby's got a t-shirt that says I am Kirby Strong.
That is awesome. Yes. That's a hashtag to get that out there.
Right there. His biggest Thor. He's a Thor lover. And that's a picture from the wedding he was in the 1st of June. That's when he walked out of the hospital the first time. We're also raffling off a 5-night stay at Old Key West at Disney.
Okay.
And for the benefit. And I also just had a 7-night stay in Panama City Beach. Yeah. So, yeah, we've got a lot of things that are being raffled. And there's my phone number's there on the bottom of that.
So right after the show, we're going to get all this out there. I think Riverbender's going to help us with getting it out there for you, Myla. I know we're about to come to a conclusion on the show, and I'm not going to lie to you. It's not like getting off the show, but I can't wait to come across this table and give you the biggest hug, Myla.
Yeah. 28 years. So 28 years for us. You and Lisa are married how many years?
I got to do the math again. 2024 minus 1997 is...
24 years? We've been together longer.
Me 34 and... together, 27, 28 married.
Yeah, and me and Mike will be married 33 on Saturday, together 35.
And you know what? Whether Mike doesn't talk and I don't show it up, folks, it takes work.
Yes.
So when I talk about a marriage, that's a relationship, right?
Right, and there's always 3 people. Me,
you, the
Mike,
other,
and God.
And that's exactly what I'm talking about. This relationship with Jesus requires work, and the first step is for you to come out of your shell. Be a voice. Be heard. We want to hear you. That's what I use the show for, is I want to be your advocate. If you don't want to speak, text the number. Tell me what's on your mind. You don't want to be a guest on the show, let me bring it out there. And as we're doing today, Myla, for you, Kirby, and your family, we're going to use our resources to do the very best that we absolutely can. I thank you for coming on, not just as a friend, part of the show, what have you. Number one for Kirby. Glory be to God.